This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been arresting suspected undocumented immigrants in Central Texas. It was the Obama administration that started Operation Crosscheck in 2011, large-scale national operations targeting immigrants convicted of crimes and targeting other people considered to be a priority for federal immigration authorities. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE for short, issued a statement today saying ICE regularly conducts targeted enforcement operations during which additional resources and personnel are dedicated to apprehending deportable foreign nationals. The focus of these operations, ICE said, is no different than routine targeted arrests carried out by ICE on a daily basis. That statement released today said ICE had detained 28 people in the area that includes Austin and San Antonio on Thursday and Friday of last week. 28 people. Then a few hours later, ICE changed the number to say, in fact, 51 people had been detained in the Austin-San Antonio area on Thursday and Friday. Then a spokesperson emailed us directly to say the 51 people detained were all in Austin. ICE declined to answer any questions or to help clarify these reports or the numbers. So, are these raids the same as the ones carried out under the Obama administration? Well, not according to White House aide Stephen Miller, speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Right now, as a result of the president's order, greatly expanded and more vigorous immigration enforcement activities are taking place. It is true that Operation Crosscheck is something that happens every year. But this year, we've taken new and greater steps to remove criminal aliens from our communities.
But he didn't say what those new and greater steps are. So we have on the line Congressman Joaquin Castro, Democrat from San Antonio, who's been looking into this. Congressman, thanks for speaking to KUT.
Thanks for having me.
What can you tell us about ICE raids in Central Texas?
Well, late last week, my staff was in touch with ICE, and they initially told us that this operation, which was part of Operation Crosscheck, was one that would last between 5 to 8 days and was targeting cities in South and Central Texas. And that's when there started to be reports, particularly in Austin, about people being picked up in these raids. But after that piece of information, they would no longer give us anything else, saying that they wanted to wait until the operation was over before providing more information. And that still has not happened. Earlier today, my office had a chance to speak with the Immigration Law Center folks and other advocacy groups who've been working with immigrants. And their best assessment is that the raids have happened in about 11 states, that about 600 people have been rounded up, and that the scope, as Stephen Miller indicated, is much broader than just people who are criminals or who have a criminal record. It includes people that have no criminal record.
Were you provided with any indication on when these roundups might end?
Well, as of Friday, they said about 5 to 8 days. So I would imagine probably by the end of this week sometime. We've been pressing, of course, for more information and have asked specifically about who they're targeting in this operation.
So you anticipate that when this operation is complete, we'll get some more information from Immigration and Customs Enforcement about how many people were rounded up and who they are?
Yeah, we continue to press ICE for more information. And we'll do that every day this week until we get more information. It's important to know going forward whether this is just going to be some kind of dragnet, as the president seemed to allude to during his campaign. You know, there was talk about a deportation force and mass deportation, and we need to figure out if that's what he's going forward with.
With the lack of information out there, there's a lot of reports circulating. There's a lot of rumors circulating as well, and it seems to be amping up the fear among a lot of people.
No, it has created a lot of fear and anxiety, not just for undocumented immigrants, but also for their family members and relatives and friends that care about them. And so that's why we've tried to get as much information as possible.
I want to switch gears really quickly before I let you go, because Congressman Philemon Vella, Democrat from Brownsville, was at a Texas Tribune event today, and he made this remark about the possibility of Joaquin Castro running for the U.S. Senate in Texas.
I will support Joaquin Castro for whatever he runs for. If Joaquin does not run, I will fully support Beto O'Rourke.
Yep.
In the meantime,
right.
I am introducing both to the constituencies that I represent.
Are you going to run for the Senate in Texas?
Well, you know, I was out in Austin a few days ago on Saturday, and we had a great crowd out there and had a chance to talk about a lot of the issues and a lot of things people are concerned about right now. And I also said that I'm going to take about 8 weeks to make a decision on the U.S. Senate race, and I'll make my announcement at that time.
So you're going to announce basically a year before the primary?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Texas, of course, is our state is a big state, and it's very expensive to run a statewide campaign. You've also got an incumbent in there who's got a good bit of money, who's just come off of a presidential campaign. And so it's going to take, you know, a Democrat a while to get up and going and to run a strong and serious campaign.
Congressman Joaquin Castro joining us from Washington, D.C. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you.